Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what's making news around the world this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Hamish. Monday this week was a significant anniversary in the history of the relationship between the US and Iran.
Good evening. The US Embassy in Tehran has been invaded and occupied by Iranian students. The Americans inside have been taken prisoner and, according to a student spokesman, will be held as hostages until the deposed Shah is returned from the United States, where he's receiving medical treatment for cancer. Some reports say as many as 90 Americans may be involved. Others say as few as 35.
On the 4th of November 1979, 10 months after the Iranian Revolution, the US Embassy in Iran was overrun by student supporters of the revolution in retaliation for perceived US support for the Shah, who had been overthrown and exiled earlier that year.
The Iranians had fought US Marine guards for 3 hours for control of the embassy. The Marines used tear gas, but were eventually overrun at 5 o'clock this morning, New York time, as Revolutionary Guards and local police stood by and watched.
2 weeks later, a small number of African American and female hostages were released, but the remaining 52 diplomats and embassy staff were held until January 1981, spending a total of 444 days in a hostage situation. The US never reopened its embassy in Tehran, and the two countries have had no formal diplomatic relations for 40 years. Overnight, the relationship between the two, already strained over the last year, has deteriorated further.
We are taking this step from tomorrow, and I will give the order to the Atomic Energy Organization and instruct them to do so. We will start gas injection at Fordo. They might start making a fuss about it, asking us, why do you want to do this in Fordo? We know all about it.
That is the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announcing that the government is about to begin injecting uranium gas into centrifuges at a subterranean facility built under a mountain at Fordo. Now, Hamish, if you want to make some enriched uranium, here's how you do it. Very simply. This is a very simple explanation. You get some uranium ore from a mine, you filter it, you do an ion exchange and dry it, producing yellow cake. Then you convert your yellow cake to uranium hexafluoride, which is a gas at a conversion plant. That gas contains two isotopes, one you want, uranium-235, and one you don't want, uranium-238. The gas is 99.3% made up of the one you don't want. So, to separate the two isotopes, you inject that gas into a centrifuge to separate them by spinning them around at high speed. This is how you create enriched uranium, by spinning the centrifuges and siphoning off the useless isotope until the percentage of the total gas is made up that's made up of the useful isotope increases to about 3.5% or 5% if you want to use it in a nuclear power plant, or much, much higher if you want to use it in a nuclear bomb. That's what Iran is going to start doing at this subterranean plant.
From tomorrow, we will take the fourth step, a new step. Of course, we announced to all 4+1 countries and our friend countries in the world in advance that our new activity will also be under surveillance of the IAEA. The IAEA will continue its surveillance, even the activity that we are starting from tomorrow.
The reason Iran is telling us this, according to them, is that they don't want to do it. What they want is for the Iran nuclear deal to be reinstated. This is the deal whereby the US, United States, United Kingdom, Russia, France and China, plus Germany and the European Union, will lift sanctions on the country in exchange for them shutting down their centrifuges, stopping their production of nuclear fuel and allowing inspectors into their facilities to verify that. The US under President Trump pulled out of that deal last year, which has caused massive problems for the Iranian economy. There is shortages of food and medication in Iran, which has led to a very angry population. There are still a number of more steps that Iran can take before they have enriched uranium that they could use in nuclear bombs. They're probably going to keep telling us every step of the way as they go along that process in order to try and get the US to relent on this. But the US is showing no sign of doing so, Hamish.
Thank you very much indeed. Worrying.
Yes, it is worrying, Hamish.